We had something that I messed it up. We needed to get signed and printed out and all that stuff, and I just messed it up. Didn't know how to get in it and didn't know how to get back out of it. Didn't know how to change it. And Mr. Smart Man right there, he came, looked at it a little bit, boom, 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 left, went to the computer, next thing, handed it to me. He knew how to what? Access it. You better know how to access this word of God. Put it in your heart and then do what? Rejoice. You know, when I look back at these things sometimes, I'm saying, Lord, he said, you just do what I tell you to do. So what am I going to do is what? Rejoice. He said, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. Oh, my God. Garments of salvation. Salvation, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. Joy, peace, mercy, grace, love. Oh, the list goes on and on and on. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you know, they used to sing that song, I got a robe. You got a robe. When I get to heaven, I'm going to put on my robe and walk all over God's heaven. They didn't know that they already had the robe of righteousness. But you know, I know. If you don't know, I'm telling you now, you have the robe of righteousness. So rejoice. Rejoice. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments. And as the bride adorneth herself with jewels. I was watching that show where they select the bride's gown and all of that. And how much is your budget? $40,000 for the dress and more. Sometimes less. Habakkuk 3:18, but I need to go back. Verse 2, let me get the chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you rejoicing? Are you rejoicing? Are you rejoicing? Let's look at verse 17, if you can back up to verse 17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, Habakkuk 3:17. Ooh, my God. Y'all, isn't he good? Isn't it good? You know, you should feel light when we leave here, unless you're tired from rejoicing so hard. Hallelujah. 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 Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make me my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon the high places, Landrus, to the chief singer on my string instrument. I will what? No matter what comes, I choose. I make up my mind to do what? Rejoice. I shared this on healing. It just came up in my spirit. And I share this with you. Because we a lot of time, we don't prepare ourselves for death and dying. And I just mentioned, I don't know how it came up, but I said, you know, my best buds, Miss Lorene and Miss Marie and Rob, I call him my son, and Ernestine, my friend, just name those, and my niece and my nephew and my brother and my sister-in-law, all gone within a year's time, under a year's time. Now I could be sad and crying, but I choose to rejoice. I choose to see them having a good time in heaven. I choose to remember the good times down here. But I refuse to let sadness and grief and sorrow. It's given you. You can grieve a little bit, but you can't stay there. Hallelujah. 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 You know, you ever had anybody come to your house and they just don't know when to leave? You know, they just can't stay forever. They just came for a visit. Hallelujah. But he said, all of this is happening. You make up your mind too. Get that scripture in your spirit. No matter what happens, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah.
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 And then Zechariah 10:7. Let me speed up. Zechariah 10:7. And they of Ephraim shall be like mighty men, and their heart shall rejoice as though through wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Lord. You ever seen anybody drunk? They can carry on, can't they? We'll carry on drunk in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. As they say, it's new wine. If we're not drunk as you suppose, it's new wine. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So rejoice. 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 Hallelujah. Philippians 3:1. Paul said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. I write the same thing to you. To me, indeed, it's not grievous, but for you it is safe for to write that same thing. But he said, all that I've said to you, all that I will say to you, all that I'm talking to you, you keep on doing what? Rejoicing. Trouble may come, but you what? Rejoice. I rejoice at seeing every seat filled. I rejoice seeing every need met. I rejoice seeing souls coming to the kingdom. I rejoice in seeing people coming down here sick and leaving well. I rejoice in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord.